I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Monroe County Civic Theater brings back to Bloomington Eric Pfeffinger's Scrooge Variations, not seen on a stage since 2002, and there have been changes since. The production directed by our guest Sheila Butler with Prince Butler. Our second guest is the person who plays Scrooge, confectioner Robert Shule. Sheila, tell us a little bit about getting back with Eric and talking about doing this show again in the Rose Fire Bay.
I emailed Eric. He was my Facebook friend, and he was delighted that we wanted to do it again. So he sent us an updated version and gave us kind of license to add any pop culture references that we wanted to add with his permission, and so that's what we've done.
One of which is a reference to Lady Gaga's meat dress.
There are other, I gather, references to pop culture in various ways, Sheila.
Right. We have Prince Poppycock is our Christmas present, and he's from the America's Got Talent. He came in second last year. And we have the Roz, the monster from Monsters, Inc. She's supposed to be our Christmas past, and we have many, many others like that.
One of the things about this particular production is, Robert, it allows you to be a number of different Scrooges.
Yes, from time to time, I get anywhere from sly and scheming to buffoonish. The different scenes are do-overs, technically, and so when I'm one Scrooge and then we do practically the same scene, but it goes in a different direction, then I can be a different Scrooge.
This must be interesting to direct, Sheila.
It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of technical light cues and sound cues.
And all of them taking place in a rather intimate space.
Very, very small little space. But it's fun. It's close. We've been practicing in my living room, so it's three times.
That's close.
That is close.
Now, you spoke a little bit about the generosity of Eric Pfeffinger in terms of allowing you to do some different things with it. Have you made some additional changes?
A little bit. Just a line or two. Primarily because our actors are different than what he originally wrote them for. So he was maybe writing for an adult, and we had it being played by a child. So we had to change the reference to fit so it would make sense to the audience.
In Bloomington, we have a lot of shows that do gender bending. Now here we have age bending. Is that what's going on?
A little bit. Not really. It's just that some of our Scrooges are a little younger than what he had them be. Because we have several ages of Scrooge as he grows up, and we have it played by three different actors.
One of the things that I think people who remember Eric Pfeffinger's play, Treasure, is Scrooge when he begins to doubt one of the ghosts. And I'm going to ask Robert just to deliver this speech because it's a classic.
Okay. You may be an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, a fragment of underdone potato.
Stop. Now that's where it stops, but...
It goes on for another three-quarters of a minute, yes.
Let's hear.
An unripe watermelon, a swallow of curdled milk, a modicum of ill-advised seltzer water, a fermented plum, a dollop of mayonnaise, consumed after the expiration date, three bean salad of mysterious origin, macaroni from beyond the grave, red wine with fish, because there was no white, a Danish left in the display case since last Wednesday. Baked penne of no return. A fresh clam chowder from a restaurant in a landlocked state.
We've been talking with Robert Shule, who plays Scrooge, and co-director Sheila Butler, who directs with her husband, Prince Butler, the Monroe County Civic Theater's production of the Scrooge Variations by Eric Pfeffinger, plays Thursday through Sunday, the 9th through the 12th. And then the next week, the 16th through the 18th, in Ivy Tech Waldron's Rose Fire Bay Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.